This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. On the eve of Memorial Day weekend, U.S. President Donald Trump said he was deeming churches essential and urged governors to let them reopen. Find out more after this break.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
On Friday, May 22nd, President Donald Trump called for churches nationwide to reopen and deemed them as essential. Controversy has raged in recent weeks over whether churches should be deemed an essential service, one which can remain open and operational during the pandemic lockdowns, or whether they are non-essential and should shift services online. States have had different guidelines, and many pastors have a wide variety of feelings on the matter. Some have disobeyed the laws of their state, while others have been cautious and said proactively that they will not meet in person until the end of the pandemic, even if the state makes it legal to do so earlier. Trump, who seems particularly motivated to return the country to a pre-pandemic state, said he wanted churches to return to meeting over Memorial Day weekend. According to AP, regarding governors who deem churches to be non-essential, Trump said, "If they don't do it, I will override the governors. In America, we need more prayer, not less." He also said the CDC would issue guidelines for how churches could hold safe gatherings. The CDC had previously sent the White House guidelines and steps for how churches could reopen, but those guidelines were shelved, according to the AP. It is unclear at the time of reporting whether these are those same guidelines or whether they have been changed since. Still, pray for safety as churches begin to reopen across America, that there will not be a second wave which spreads through local congregations. And if you like the story, you can hear more stories like it on the Charisma Connection podcast. You can find that show and many more at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.